Yeah.
Why would we do this? Because we're completely crazy pants.
Yeah. I've never played this Humanity versus Cards.
And this game is hilarious. So, the player who most recently pooped begins as Card Czar and draws a black card. So, who pooped, me or you?
Me. Okay. So, I grab a black card.
Uh-huh. And then shuffle all the answers. Okay. Everyone else answers the question or fills the blank. So you have to read what's on the black card.
Okay, it says, click here for...
And then everyone else answers the question or fill in the blank by passing one white card face down to the Card Czar. Okay, so... I'm going to give you this one because I feel like this one is definitely a parental mood.
So do I read it or what do I do? It
says the Card Czar then shuffles all the answers and reads each card in combination out loud to the group. You should reread the black card before presenting each answer. And the Card Czar picks the funniest play and whoever submitted gets 1 point. After the round, a new player becomes the Card Czar.
So
everybody draws back up to 10 white cards. Oh, so we don't have to do 5 white cards? Oh, okay, so we're supposed to do 10 white cards. Let me give you 5 cards.
Okay.
Apparently I suck at reading.
Okay. I suck at following instructions, so.
All right. But even. So, here, I'm going to need that white card back that I gave you.
I shuffled it.
Oh, okay. So. 1, 2. Okay, no, you're not supposed to shuffle all your cards and all of my cards. Just the card that you pick to go with this that you feel would be, like, the funniest.
How do I shuffle one card?
Just, it's not one, it's two, because you have to pick one that you think will be the funniest to go here.
Oh, okay, so, all right, we're going to do this again. Okay. Click here for...
And then I gave you mine.
I don't know. Let me see here.
This one's good.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
So what do I do with these?
Okay, now you have to read it out loud. Like, say, okay. click here for...
Click here for a little boy who won't shut the bleep up about dinosaurs.
I feel like that's like a total mom thing.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. You have a little kid that won't shut up about dinosaurs.
Mine says, click here for crumbs all over the god place.
That was mine. That's the one I gave you before we figured out our rounds.
So I gotta choose another one?
Yeah, you have to choose one out of your cards. Here, dude. I still like the dinosaur one, so I'm gonna stay with that.
Okay, click here for Arnold Schwarzenegger. Damn.
Okay, so the cards are supposed to decide whose is funnier. I think mine is funnier.
Yours is a lot more funnier.
Okay, so it's my turn to be the Card Czar. Okay. Brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of blank. I'm gonna go with this one. Oh, no, wait. Can I change it? Can I change it at the last minute?
I got one. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, now, mind you, this joke is in extremely poor taste, but... When you survive what we have, we can do that.
Okay.
Okay, now you gotta give me the card you pick. I don't know why I'm shuffling this. There's two cards.
Just...
Brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of vehicular manslaughter.
Wow, yeah, that's a good one. That's a great one.
Brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of women's suffrage.
Which...
So apparently Bud Light sponsors women voting rights.
Which one was funnier?
But I think mine was in poor taste, but yours was funnier. Okay. All right. Your turn to be the Card Czar.
Okay. If you can't be with the one you love, love.
This one's also messed up, but super funny.
I can't even pronounce this word, but I'm going to put it down.
Okay. Mr. and Mrs. Diaz, we called you in because we are concerned about Cynthia. Are you aware that your daughter is? I think I got over that.
Hold on. Okay.
Okay, we're going to shuffle it.
Shuffle the two cards.
This is Mrs. Walker. We called you in because we're concerned about Carmen. Are you aware that your daughter is making a pouty face? Yes. Yes, she is. And we are about to put her in the corner.
Right now, as we speak.
That's awesome. Okay. Mr. and Mrs. Diaz, we called you in because we're concerned about Cynthia. Are you aware that your daughter is the female orgasm?
Oh, no.
You know I'm only making those jokes because in episode 3 we reference Game of Thrones and possible incest between Letty and Tick.
Please, I hope not.
Like, no, I cannot watch that then. Okay, whose turn is it?
It's mine. Thank you. Arby's, we have...
I feel like this card is low-key racist.
Alright.
Alright, you gotta read them out loud.
Okay. Arby's, we have illegal immigrants. Okay. Arby's, we have elderly Japanese men.
See, I feel like that was set up to be racist.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
What makes life worth living? I wish I had that female orgasm card now. Here we go. Ready?
You got yours?
Mm-hmm. All right. What makes life worth living? Fox News. I put, what makes life worth living? Hot people.
Oh, gosh. I'm pretty hot.
You are. You're the hottest.
The hottest.
Yeah. You would. Paris Hilton has nothing on you. Okay, I'm replenishing your white cards. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You should have 10 now, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Whose turn is it? Whose cards are now?
Me.
Okay.
I'll go. I'm LeBron James. And when I'm not slam dunking, when I'm not slamming dunks, I love.
Oh. Damn.
Ooh, this is good. This is right on the money, too.
You're going to like this because you're a huge LeBron fan. You got to read it, babe.
Oh, yeah, I am, huh? All right. I'm LeBron James, and when I'm not slamming dunks, I love racially biased sack questions. Oh, no, I can't even say that.
Yes, you can say it.
3 dongs at the same time. Get out of here.
This game is awesome. I drink to forget. Here we go. Well, what do you got?
Hold on. Okay.
Okay. I drink to forget extremely tight pants. Oh, God. I drink to forget Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Actually, I would drink to forget the fact that Barack Obama is gone. Never forget the Obama administration.
All right. Next, right?
Next, yes.
Do not go here. Found blank in my Kung Pao chicken. Do not go here. Found 8 ounce of sweet Mexican black tar hair on my Kung Pao chicken. Do not go here. Found African children in my Kung Pao chicken.
That's terrible. Okay. I get by with a little help from.
I get by with a little help from. There.
I get by with a little help from what that mouth do. Don't we all? I get by with a little help from this month's mass shooting.
Whoa.
What is that?
Racist. What is
that? I'm just saying, Daddy, you know, Daddy, so sometimes good customer service skills aren't enough.
Oh, my turn.
Yeah.
All right. Today on Murray, help my son is. All right. We'll see here. Let's see here. Oops. Today on Murray, help my son is giving birth to the Antichrist. Today on Murray, help my son is Judge Judy. That's solid. That's solid.
Oh, we haven't even been assigning points or anything.
All right. And we're back.
Blank high five, bro. Object permanence high five, bro. Okay. Opposable thumbs high five, bro.
That was on the money. That was totally on the money.
Okay. All right, you're next.
Oh, yeah, right. As the mom of five rambunctious boys, I'm no stranger to. Okay. That was fast. We both were fast. Okay. As the mom of five rambunctious boys, I'm no stranger to the Great Depression. As a mom of five rambunctious boys, I'm no stranger to chainsaws for hands. That's good. That's good.
I don't know. I think I won that one.
Go ahead, my love.
All right.
Go right on ahead.
Alternative medicine is now curated. Embracing the curative powers of...
boom.
This one's such a great... Alternative medicine is now embracing the curative power of pregnancy. Alternative medicine is now embracing the curative powers of an erection that lasts longer than 4 hours.
Oh my god, that's the winner right there. That's the winner. Okay. All right. Well, if you'll excuse me, gentlemen, I have a date with. What do you got? What do you got?
Oh, no. This one. This one.
All right. Well, if you'll excuse me, gentlemen, I have a date with your weird brother. Well, if you'll excuse me, gentlemen, I have a date with a fleshlight. Oh, no.
Oh, no. I think I won that one.
Just barely. I'll give it to you.
The new Chevy Tahoe with the power and space to take blank everywhere you go.
pretty funny.
But mine's kind of twisted, but it's alright. Yeah,
this one is a little bit too.
The new Chevy Tahoe with the power and strength to take dead parents every day.
Yeah, that is messed up.
The new Chevy Tahoe with the power and space to take Nazis everywhere you go. I swear, I feel like mine was on the verge of being a DC comic.
All right. What gives me uncomfortable gas? Okay. All right. What gives me uncomfortable gas? A three-way with my wife and Shaquille O'Neal?
Oh, no.
What is that?
What gives me uncomfortable gas? An endless stream of diarrhea.
What is that?
I am the winner. Boy, what is it good for? Okay.
This one's not that funny, but I just want to get rid of it.
It's just like, whatever. War, what is it good for?
Absolutely.
Being nothing. On fire.
Being on fire?
Seething with quiet resentment. No, you won that one. You definitely won that one, babe. Okay, so your turn.
All right. Oh, okay. This one's for you. Military historians remember Alexander the Great for his brilliant use of against the Persians. I hate to get rid of this one, but I think it'll be funny.
Okay.
All right. Military historians remember Alexander Great for his brilliant use of Gandhi against Persians. All right, it was mine. Military historians remember Alexander the Great for his brilliant use of my genitals against the Persians.
Duh, I think you won that one. When I'm a billionaire, I shall erect a 50-foot statue to commemorate. This was a good one. I don't know, I think I got this one this time.
No.
Okay.
We'll see.
When I am a billionaire, I shall erect a 50-foot statue to commemorate 50,000 volts straight to the nipple. When I'm a billionaire, I shall erect a 50-foot statue to commemorate not reciprocating oral sex.
That's good. Who won?
I don't know. I think that one has to be a tie.
Okay, I'll take it. Tie it is.
Okay.
All right. Next on ESPN2, the World Series of... All right.
I don't think mine's that funny.
Mine's okay. Next on ESPN2, the World Series of the past on ESPN. Next on ESPN2, the World Series of flightless birds.
I've been saving this one card, honestly. I hope I get to use this card.
I've used all my good ones.
Introducing the amazing superhero sidekick duo, it's blank and blank.
So you have to put two cards down?
Mm-hmm. These are my last two cards. Then I'm gonna...
Okay.
Okay. Introducing the amazing superhero sidekick duo, it's geese and a pyramid of severed heads. Introducing the amazing superhero sidekick duo, it's crumbs all over the goddamn carpet and a good sniff.
Okay, last card?
Yeah, let's do it. Last card.
Mm-hmm.
What? Oh, wow. Okay, this is gonna be good.
All right. A recent laboratory study shows that undergraduates have 50% less sex after being exposed to.
Oh my God.
Okay. Oh no.
The mommy tag.
A recent laboratory study showed that undergraduate ones have 50% less sex after being exposed to German dungeon porn. that's excellent. That is excellent.
That is awesome. You can't tell me. I picked it up. I was like, oh, this is a winner.
See, no, mine's is not that great. I thought mine would be solid, but no. Okay. A laboratory study shows that undergraduates have 50% less sex after being exposed to science.
That is a solid theory.
Tell Daddy what was wrong. Why are you crying?
Because you guys didn't want to play with me. You said we would play superheroes.
Oh, you want to play superheroes? Okay, who are you going to be?
I want to be Super Spike Girl. From this movie when she flies, super cool.
Super Sparkles?
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to be Super Sparkles.
What? That's not a boy, that's a girl.
Well,
boys can do whatever.
I want to be sparkly.
Okay. Yeah.
Nah, I'm gonna be the Flash.
And Super Sparkle can be running around a hot and she can fly.
Okay.
I'm gonna be Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And Batman. Later. Either Wonder Woman or Batman.
You're definitely my Wonder Woman.
And I'm Super Sparkle.
And Super Sparkle here. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, that was a quick game of Cards Against Humanities. Cards Against Humanity.
It's Robert's first game of Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
It was good for a good laugh.
Yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed this goof episode of Coffee After Dark. All right, Carmen, say bye.